Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, Angels, and welcome to the show tonight. I'm super excited. I have a really good friend of mine who's also going to be an angel coach as well. She's got her own angel story, and you didn't start out seeing angels, and that happened. And I think we start really working with them out of desperation or inspiration. Right, Allison? So my friend Allison is here with me tonight. Yeah, right. Exactly. I never, you know, it's like I never go to a party. Thank you, angels, for letting me be here. I do now, you know, because the attitude of gratitude is super important.
Yeah.
But, yeah, that is. It's extremely important. But so I said, I put a blog out about the show tonight, and I was like, you know what? It's a true story. It's Archangel Michael, Metatron, and your mom who's on the other side. So
yeah,
I think. Yeah, so share with us your story, and I'm going to stop you and ask questions like I usually do. But I thought you guys would love to hear it because we're getting ready to hit the holiday season. Nothing like a few angels to really make you appreciative of who you are and what you're here to do. And Allison is, well, tell a little bit about yourself so they don't think you walk on water. You have a real job. And
I do. Yeah. No, I don't walk on water. Sometimes I have stones around my ankles.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, me and everybody
else,
right?
Throw you over the bridge, right? And say, hey, now can't try walking. You know, so
exactly. No, I'm a director of a private preschool in Atlanta. I've been a teacher for over 20 years. And I have two daughters that are in college, and they live on their own. And I am engaged to a wonderful man that I've known for 3 years. And we've had our trials and tribulations. And actually, that's what sparked the dream that I had, actually. And, I'm just like everybody else. You know, I'm trying to figure out what I'm here for and what I'm trying to do. And I really want to help people. That's my big thing. I think that's why I was a teacher or became a teacher and working with children and now trying to work with parents. And so that's my biggest aspiration is to do that. And to really help them connect with their youngsters, because we just have so much going on in our lives and the hustle and the bustle, and we just really need to slow down and really appreciate what we've been given, the gift that we've been given of our children, and really help them to connect and feel confident in themselves and confident in prayer and angels and all the other realm that we really should get to know, and that's what I love to do. And so
I hear you. I'm going to stop for a second, okay?
Sure.
Anybody that's listening now or who will download it later, have you ever had issues with any relationship in your life? Maybe it's your family. Maybe it's your kids. Maybe it's your husband. Maybe it's your ex-husband. Maybe it's your boyfriend. Maybe it's your wife. Maybe it's your girlfriend. I mean, and I'm asking because, you know, Allison has had challenges. I've had challenges too, as we all have, right? So what do?
Yeah.
Well, first of all, we get depressed. And then we think this stuff really doesn't work. Meditation sucks, and she's just not coming back. And or we're never going to get over this argument. So I know that you have really struggled, and then come to the point where you said, "I'm going to really start reading the Course in Miracles," because you and I do that together and pray and meditate, and then ask questions and say, "Is God really right about this?" Right? I've done that too.
Are you really sure about this? Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. What do you mean?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And
yeah, exactly.
So you, to keep from, you guys ever feel like you're just like, oh man, if I don't get this straight, and I know, Alex, you've felt like this, if I don't do this, how am I going to be in a happy relationship? So I know you went on the study the Course in Miracles, all that stuff.
Yeah.
And ask about your mother, and you and I do. She and I coach every week. She works with me just about every week. And her boyfriend or her fiance believes in angels, and they are both a beautiful couple. Nobody wears a sun, moon, and stars hat around here, and they just they do their work and play together and hang out together. But you started with a struggle in your relationship with your guy, so. And you resolved that, but let's talk about that because that's been going on. And how did you resolve it? And how did this all happen? And share, because people can relate to you, because whatever you're going through, they're going through, and some of them have gone through it and want to know how you've gotten through it. So go ahead, please share with us. It's Alicia.
Sure. Okay. We've really struggled. We've, like I said, we've been together for 3 years. We both got a divorce, and we met, and we both had struggles with our exes. I had struggles with my ex. He had struggled with his. And we really tried to move forward in our relationship, and it's been an ongoing trial and tribulation. I got so fed up with the back and forth because his ex-wife really guilted him and made him feel really bad about their divorce and tried on numerous occasions to get him to go back with her. And I felt really rejected. Okay. I allowed that negativity really play on me and really just fester within me. And about a year and a half ago, I just threw in the towel and I said, I can't do this anymore. It's just too much for me. We were actually at his house and we were sleeping at 3:30 in the morning. She called the house and woke us both up and threatened to come over and start all this drama. And I'm looking at him and I'm like, okay, well, number one, what gives her the right to call us 3:30 in the morning, waking up, threatening to come over here? You know, and it was just a lot of just drama, just back and forth. And she was living with her parents and she did not want to let him go. And he felt so guilty because he was, you know, he married her at 19 and he really wanted to make the family work, but he tried and tried and tried. And it just took its toll on our relationship. And I ended up packing my things and I moved to Atlanta because we live in a suburb. And so I moved to Atlanta and I just told him, I said, you know what, you need to figure this out. You need to go date. You need to go do whatever you need to go do. And then on the interim, I made my own share of mistakes. I felt really rejected and I felt really bad. And then I made the stupid mistake of going back with my ex-husband for several months, thinking that that was going to fix things and it was going to make things better. And it was more of stroking my ego than anything else. And he played around with his ex-wife too, back and forth. And he did date a bunch of different women. And then he ended up finding somebody that he liked. And then he ended up getting back with me. And then that was a whole other set of drama. And so needless to say, around March and April of this past year, we were trying to patch things up, and his ex-wife, we have found out that she actually got married in January, but she was playing both sides of the fence between Julio and her husband, and the mother was in cahoots, and it was literally like a Jerry Springer episode. I mean, I really felt like I was living it. Yeah, I felt like I was living in a Jerry Springer episode, like the worst one possible ever. You know, where people would, like, be jumping out of their seats and, like, beating each other. It's, like, kind of one of those things. And the long and the short of it is
I want to stop you for a minute, okay, because
sure.
This is really important. Okay, so you guys, she's got a crazy life, and I had somebody just text me say, wow, I don't have that in a great life. I need to be a preschool teacher. I'm like, yeah, okay. Right? That's funny. No, it's just that, you know, she was in love with somebody, and they broke up, and then they're getting back together, and long story short, you had started really establishing your relationship with the angels. She also was working with you with coaching. Yeah. And doing the Course
in Miracles.
Yeah, I met you.
Exactly. 2 years ago, actually, you and I, it was Easter weekend. 2 years ago, I reached out to you because of the drama that had incurred in the relationship before I moved to Atlanta. And I reached out to you because I had had gotten a reading from somebody else. And they said, you really need to look up angel coaches. And that's how I got, and that's how I met you. And then I reached out to you one September, and we've been nonstop ever since. But it was actually because of this relationship, Julio and I trying to get back together, that you introduced me to Course in Miracles and Marianne Williamson on Easter weekend. I will never – that weekend was a life changer for me and a very positive – it was a very painful weekend, but it was also a very liberating weekend because that's when you and I started – we did Return to Love the whole weekend, and then I bought Course in Miracles. And I have to be honest, I put it down, but I picked it back up. And in the journey with you and with my angels, I have really begun to connect. I've had the pleasure to meet Archangel Michael walking around the lake one morning at 5:30 in the morning. Of course, it scared the crap out of me at first, but then I was at such peace. And I really, really prayed my spiritual
life.
Yeah. Yeah, my exercise. Yeah, exercising and that's
well,
a lot of the time.
Well, now it's Archangel Michael getting his daily exercise, taking a jog.
He was running. He was running with me around the lake, and it was like I said. I mean, I told the story once before when we talked on the radio. You know, about how I was walking and I saw this fiery, just gorgeous, you know, blonde hair, like a reddish strawberry blonde hair, piercing blue eyes. This vision just ran by me, and then when I turned around, it was gone. It was like, whoa, I just saw Archangel Michael, because the presence that I felt with him, you know. And I was actually talking to him at the time when I was walking. I was like, Michael, oh, my God, what am I going to do with this situation? I feel like I'm going crazy. You know, please give me the courage. Please really help me look forward. Help me just to stay moving forward. And long and short of it, because of my relationship with Julio, it has really opened my eyes to the angelic realm and really learning about the different archangels and working with you and reading different books and, of course, really getting into the Course in Miracles. Now, like I said, I did put it down, but I picked it back up. Something told me 2 weeks ago which was on the heels of this dream that I had that I'm getting ready to tell you about. And, you know, I would talk to Archangel Gabriel and I talked to Archangel Metatron because he works with children and I always ask for guidance, you know, please put me in front of who do I need to talk to, who do I need to be in front of, and who do I need to help today. Please help me achieve these goals. And Gabriel with communication and Michael with just, you know, to really clear out the negativity and protection and give me the courage to continue to do these things. And Julio and I were hitting... It wasn't anything that was really going on in our relationship between the two of us. He had some extraneous factors going on in his life that had to do with his ex-wife and his mother-in-law, and there was a death in the family, and it just, everything came to culmination. But 2 weeks ago, I was woken up at 4:30 in the morning, one of those where you sit straight up in bed, and Julio was next to me, and I sat straight up in bed, and it was like, you need to get up, you need to go into the living room, you need to light a candle, you need to meditate. And I'm like, nah, I don't think so. I laid back down, and I got potted again. No, you need to get up. And so I did.
Wow.
And I got up, and I went in the living room, and I have a 3-wick, you know, white candle that's got eucalyptus and spearmint and all kinds of other crazy oils in there. It smells really good. So I lit it, and I sat there, and I started praying. And it was almost about that time, it was about 4:45, and I started praying, and I said, okay, I don't know who wants to talk to me. I don't know what you want, but I asked for divine light and love and for protection, and I only wanted to hear whatever was coming from the angels or from Jesus or the Holy Spirit. And the next voice I heard was, you just need to lay down and relax. And so I did. I obeyed. I laid down and I put my hands up to the side, and I just said, okay, you know, I invited my guardian angels in, I invited whoever else wanted to talk to me in, and the next thing I know, I am in the woods, which I love to go hiking. Julio and I spent a lot of time outside, and I was walking down the path, and I had Archangel Michael to the right of me, in his long blonde hair and his, you know, piercing eyes, and he's telling me, you know, everything's going to be okay. And then I had Archangel Metatron on my left, and he looked like a college professor in a tweed jacket. I do not know why to save my life, but that was when he came that day or that morning. And we're walking, and then my angels were around us and behind us, and we were walking down this path. And there was this beautiful young woman standing in front of us on the path, and we were just talking and everything. And I walk up to this woman, and I took one look at her, and I was like, oh, my God. And it was the 25-year-old version of my mother. And my mother was German. And she had brown hair, and she's got really, or she had piercing green eyes, and she had olive complexion, and she had a very distinct, you know, because she's German, and her voice. And she walked up to me, and she gave me a really big hug. And she just looked at me, and she put my hands in her face, and she said, listen. She goes, I know you're going through a lot right now. And she said, everything's going to be okay. She said, you and Julio are meant to be together. She said, you are soulmates. He is your twin soul, twin flame, and you need to forget about the past. You need to forge your relationship with him and move forward. Everything that is going on right now in your life or in your lives that you have no control over will end within the next couple of weeks. She told me that my oldest daughter would be getting married. And she's found this man, and that everything would be fine with her, that she would be safe, because I've always worried about Rachel not being safe. And she told me that my youngest daughter, who I don't really have, it's kind of in a strange relationship right now, because she's very angry at me. She told me that Jessica would come back around, and that I needed to help her because of her anger, and because her anger is going to get the best of her, and it's going to actually hinder her from achieving her goals. And she told me that my father, who is actually very ill, he's dying of cancer. She told me that I needed to finish school, because I'm in school right now getting my degree. She said, you need to finish school because your dad's waiting on you. He wants to see you graduate. She said, you have a year. But he's ready. He told me he's ready to come home. You know, he's ready to come back and be, because that was the love of his life with my mom. I mean, he's married to a woman now, but they had a very unique and very special love relationship. And she just hugged me, and she said, just do not forget what I said. She said, you are going to be okay. She talked to me about work, because I've had some trials and tribulations at work with one of my coworkers, actually my assistant director. And she said, you need to take the high road. She said, you need to continue praying. She said, you need to really work with archangels, with all the archangels and with the Holy Spirit to really create that movement in your life. And she said, you need to pick up the Course in Miracles again. She said, because you put it to the wayside. And she said, this is what's going to help you. And
By the way, told you that too as well. So just saying.
Yes,
just
you did.
Saying.
Well, and she also talked about you, Tree. She talked about you. She said that you have a very special friendship with Tree. And she said, you guys have had a long history together. And she said, you need to listen to each other, lean on each other. She said, because she will help you to really find your gift. Yeah, I mean,
that's very nice, because I never get, yeah, I know, and I appreciate that, your mom. So, you know, so sometimes you think, huh, isn't that cool? You're the first person, I have to tell you, that got a message for me from your mother.
Really?
I think that's cool.
Yeah, she did.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, and so, she told me, she said, you do have gifts, and you need to, because you're too busy running around and not slowing down, which you've been telling me for 2 years, I can't tap into them, because they come and go. I'm not always in the flow. And she just held me, and I cried, and she cried, and she said, it's going to be okay. And she looked at Archangel Michael, and she looked at Archangel Metatron, and she just smiled, and she said, okay, she's yours. You need to go do your work. And then I woke up, and it was an hour and a half later. Or I woke up, I just came out of my meditation. And it was an hour and a half later, and I got back in bed, and I was so... That was probably the best, the rest of that morning. I went back to bed and I got up around 11 o'clock, and that was probably the best sleep I've had in years. I just felt...
Nice. Whew. Wow.
Yeah.
That's nice.
And then, everything she said came true this past weekend.
Yeah, by the way, two weeks later, everything that was bothering you with all the stuff with the ex and Julio and you are close and she's a pain in the butt, it has changed, and she was right. It ended, and you guys have been are free of all that stuff. Okay, and that's cool.
We have an opportunity now to really build on our relationship, which is something that we haven't been able to do in the last 3 years. And I feel like it's been a gift. I mean, you've been telling me it's going to be okay. You need to, you've been helping me with things that I need to change on my own self. And really look at and work at. But it was just amazing to, like I said, to have been woken up at 4:30 in the morning to have such an incredible experience, to have the angels there and to be able to bear witness to being able to talk to my mom. For me, it was just even more so. And then even this past weekend with everything that happened with Julio being able to put away his past and me being right there standing next to him, I even came in the house and prayed to everybody, all the archangels and everybody, and a miracle happened that day. It was very dramatic and it was very stressful, but the silver lining of it all was the fact that a miracle occurred. And to me, I can't tell you or anyone enough that the Course of Miracles and just really coming clean with yourself and really putting those intentions out there, it works, and I've seen it. I've had several miracles over the last several weeks that are a true testament to that. And I've never been a naysayer, but I never realized how much negativity and moving at the speed of light really hinders you from achieving those things, and how important it is to slow down.
So slowing down is key. That's key for this. Also, doing the work, spiritual work. You guys, you need to really hear her, those who are listening now, and you will download it later. And I say this too, because, you got to, looking at spiritual work and you're like having to look at yourself, right? And that's hard, right? I had somebody tell me, I'm going to throw this curse and miracles across the driveway. I was like, okay, that worked. And so that the benefit, though, of doing the spiritual work, the meditation, okay, or the praying, Course in Miracles, working with a coach, which is me, is that it holds you accountable, and you're like, darn it, I don't want to do this. But you know, if it's not painful, it's probably not the right work for you. Because it's,
yeah,
you know, to
true.
Clean up your path, clean up your act,
yeah.
Believing in yourself and finding why you're really here and looking at yourself in the mirror and saying, okay, this is it. It's hard. I know myself because I'm doing it. Yeah, I mean, yesterday I had a really epiphany too. I was like, oh, okay, I get it, you
mm-hmm.
know.
Mm-hmm.
And you keep getting the same set of circumstances over and over again, right? Does that ever feel like it happens again and again and again?
Oh, it has.
And
it has. And Julie and I have talked
right?
about that. We're like, God, it's coming back again? We're like, shit, let's fix this. We're done. You know?
Yeah. Yeah, you know, and the same set of circumstances, it might be a different guy, different woman, different thing at your job, but it's the same feeling, the same set of circumstances will happen
mm-hmm.
over and over again until you heal it. I had a
yeah.
client of mine, she's also a friend, she says, you know what? I said, I've told you this from day one. I said, you are not going to be able to leave this situation for another man. You're going to have to leave this situation because it's the best for you to do. And I said,
yeah.
that's the way it is, because if you'd have walked in and saw him before you went here to this situation, like where you guys are, you know, putting everything together for your divorce, and you want to be with a, you know, and you would have been with him before you came to this meeting, you would have felt
mm-hmm.
more arrogant, and you don't, and you have to look at yourself and realize it's okay to be by yourself. You can do it and be alone.
Yeah.
Because you know what?
Yeah.
That's the key thing here. So you got to, the spiritual work, I think, is real key. You chose the Course in Miracles.
Mm-hmm.
I know that's what I
yep.
do. You know, the angels are there. And then you kept your mind. You may not have been able to see them or hear them like you do now. But you said, hey, you know what? I know that they're listening to me and they can hear me. And
yes.
So that's key. The benefit of that
is
that they're helping you. You know, with you doing the work, you got the benefit of them giving you messages, not only in your personal life with Julio and your children, but also in your business and your gifts and your work,
yeah.
you know.
Oh, yeah.
So when you
Most
do
definitely.
The work, those who do the work get the pay. That's really cool. And your guy there is he's tuning in too as well, you know. And he wasn't always like that.
Yeah.
He's a macho guy.
He's a
macho. Yeah, you know. So.
He is,
he's
but he's
a
very
macho
spiritual.
Guy.
You know, yes, he is. But I have to give it to him. He really is. He
yeah.
has gifts too, you know, but he's like me, you know, he's got caught up in other things and really hasn't been able to really focus on that. And I'm hoping now that'll change.
Yeah, you got it, great.
Well, I mean, I can only work on me, but I know for him, you know,
right.
I know those things are important to him because he does have a strong spiritual life too. And he had that before I came along. I think that's one.
Yeah.
There's many things about him that I admire, but that is one of them.
Yeah, he does. He's got spirituality and believes in angels and metaphysical and all those kind of things. And that's not necessary for, you know, to having a mate. I mean, that's great.
No,
I like that in my mate, but you like it in your, yeah, I mean,
yeah.
So I get you. One other thing that Allison does, you guys, those who are listening, and I don't know if you do this, and I'm just one shower. Angel Coaches is just one show out there, but she plugs into our show a lot. She spoke on our show. And so, you know, when you're going through this work and you're facing yourself and you're not seeing yourself as the best you can possibly be because you have to look at the imperfections because we're all perfect in our imperfections, right? Then,
yeah.
you know, doing the work will help you understand why you got to see it, what's going on, and will get you the answers quicker rather than, you know, I was telling someone the other day, is he going to call me? Her questions now are like, how can I heal my life and make it better? How can I do my work? And that didn't happen overnight, but you grow. You know what I mean? And you grow when you do the work on yourself. Personal development, whatever that may be, spiritual work, Course in Miracles, Tony Robbins, it all works. You know what I mean? But the
yeah,
most important thing is you move forward
yeah.
with it and you work
mm-hmm.
on yourself, you know? And
yep.
and everything. And I didn't know you prayed to Archangel Metatron, but that's kind of cool. He was wearing a tweed
yeah.
jacket.
Yeah,
huh?
I do. Okay. Yeah, he's the college professor with the long hair. You know,
right.
The guy that wears
yeah,
the
yeah.
ponytail.
Yeah.
Kind of like the throwback
yeah.
to the hippies. Yeah, that's how I pictured him, and that's how he showed
okay.
up that day or that morning. I was like, okay.
There
no
go.
Judgment, but like, okay, you know.
Just an observation.
Yeah, I guess because of the, I don't know, maybe it's my, you know, maybe that was the way I manifested him because of the education piece. I mean, I don't know. you know.
Well, you know what? They always come to you in a form that you understand. You know what I mean? So
that's
kind of cool.
And the college professor motif thing was definitely how I pictured him. And, of course, Archangel Michael was the runner. You know, that was, you know.
Well, he's
hot
sexy. I always think, Archangel Michael
is.
Yeah,
there's no doubt about that. But
cool.
Yeah, and that's it. And that's, you brought up a really good point, because the underlying thing for me was the fact that you and I had one of those really, you know, one of those really tough conversations where you had with me, and you said some really poignant things to me, and I was like, damn, she's right, you know. And that's one of the things I love about you, because you can be that. I tell you, you need to be that direct with me. And it was being like, you know what, you basically need to get your head out of your tush and you start focusing on you. And once you said that to me and I really just digested it, I was like, damn, she's right.
Yeah,
I
remember
that. I need
that.
To do that. And then that was another game changer for me in a good way.
Yeah.
You know?
I tell you something, if you're trying to do it by yourself, I think it's harder to do. I talked to my coach yesterday, and she goes, well, Tariq, and I have two of them, I had a guy and a girl. And they go, well, Tariq. I was like, oh, man, I'm going to get it now. And I did.
Mm-hmm. I did, yeah. And, well, you're good at doing that to me. I mean, you put me on the straight and narrow. You're like, what the hell are you thinking?
Well, fine. I get that too, you know.
You do. But I like it when you're like, we're not talking about that anymore. We're done. We're done talking about that. We're done. I'm like, okay, fine.
You know,
damn,
I mean,
it.
We each have
no,
stuff.
You're done.
Yeah, we each have our stuff, and Allison, you know, I have my stuff, and I'm a steward. Allison has to talk and nitpick it to death, okay, and figure each little piece, and her boyfriend is a thinker. So, you know, when you have a steward.
He is a thinker.
And you got Julio, who's a thinker, and you are there.
Julio is a
thinker. Talk about things. Let's talk about things right now. Sometimes it can work out as well. Yeah, so.
No, it doesn't. According to my boss, I can talk to trees, so.
According to me, you can talk a lot.
Yeah, or should. Excuse my language.
Yeah, no worries. But you know what? The best part is your angels hear you. And you guys, I want to convey that to you. Those who are listening now and those who listen later, man, your angels are always listening to you and they're always hearing you. And when you ask to go deeper than just I want to feel better, and I want you to help me feel better by making him or making her do this, or when is this going to happen? And you say, okay, show me how to believe in myself more. Show me how to love myself more. Because when you start asking questions like that, then that's when you're going to go deeper and you're going to heal it. And it's like a big open wound that's been with you for a long time maybe. And at that moment in time, the angels will show you how to heal it and help you. And you can do that and move ahead and have a great life. Not one where you have to nurse that wound and protect it. And, I mean, wouldn't it be great if you walked out every day and say, you know what, I am a whole person.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Sorry.
No, that's okay. And I love myself unconditionally, you know. And and then that way you'll get the unconditional love back. So you've been a great inspiration today.
Well, thank you.
You know, doing the work, you chose Course in Miracles. I know you've worked with me in meditation and just saying, show me why this is happening. And more than just make me feel better today. And show me why this is happening. When you do that real kind of work, then it doesn't have to happen and you get to heal it. It's painful sometimes, but it's so darn worth it, you know.
It is.
And those are the benefits. And then you get messages from your angels, not only about your personal, but also about your business and your work. How cool is that to have that?
Mm-hmm.
You know, so. And the little red riding hood over here is walking in the forest in mm-hmm. meditation and connecting with their mom and the angels, because we never die. We go to a really cool place. Thank you, Allison, for sharing.
Well, thank you.
And,
thank you for having me. It's been a pleasure.
You betcha. All right, my dear. Anyway, you guys that are listening in now, we'll have our next show on Thursday night, and I'm going to do one about Halloween and the origins of Halloween and what to, you know, and there's some really cool spiritual stuff about Halloween. Well, I'll tell you on Thursday. So Thursday night at 8:00, and then, of course, we have one on Sunday. It's our relationship show. And so you don't want to miss it. It's amazing and fun. And but Thursday night will be even more fun because we're getting ready to walk into Halloween, and then we're going to start the holiday season. Holiday season starts November 1st, I think, for most people. But you guys have a great now. Like us on Facebook, facebook.com/angelcoaches. I am doing yearly readings that Allison was just talking about with the archangels and taking your life choices, romance, love life, career life, and seeing what's going on with you in 2015. And I only do these readings once a year. And because, you know what, you want to use all 12 months. So if you'd like to schedule a time with me, then email me at Therese@angelcoaches.org or give me a call at 954-636-9401, especially if you're a hot, sexy guy. I'm just kidding. I'm really not. So, but just remember, you know, you can establish your own connection with the angels. And I'd like to help you do that because that's something I'm really good at. I've been able to see them since I was 3. And when we know we're not alone, then we can do anything. All right, everybody, take care. Have a great night, and I will talk to you on Thursday. Bye.